Hey y'all, good morning. It's my screen night. There we go. Ooh, thank you. Good morning, my Renaissance grandma, Nia, Kelly, Jerrica, Kat, Shamika, and Kirby. Hey y'all, hey. Some of the first people I see appearing. Good morning. Oh my gosh, I almost wanted to run to the devotion this morning. Everything that God is bestowing upon us is miraculous in so many ways. I'm going to share. I want you to share. I'll say it in a minute, but I want to compel you guys to do something. It'll change your life. And it may seem like a lot, but I'm telling you, it's where. Hey, Janie Wells Johnson, thank you for sharing. It's just what has changed my life tremendously. Now, let me tell you something. I cannot explain it, but there is something about that 5 a.m. hour of prayer. And if you ever want to find a place where you can deeply connect to God. And I know many of you are just rolling out the bed at 6 a.m. when you come to the devotional. If you can shift, if you can decide to shift your time and make your 5 a.m. time sacred, it'll change your personal life with God. My win is at 5 a.m. And it's funny, one time I had met a man. And he wasn't necessarily, he didn't believe everything I believed, but he believed. But he asked me, he was like, what time do you get up? And I said to him, let me say this. My alarm goes off. My alarm used to go off at 3:30. And this season, the Lord lets me sleep to 4:30. Praise God. So my alarm, me too, Mary says she starts at 4:30 a.m. in worship. Mary, same thing. Usually my body wakes up at 4 o'clock and I'm already worshiping and praising God and thanking God. And it just prepares my day. And I do not forsake that time. Like the only time I may forsake that time is like on a Saturday or something. But I do not let, like my body is not in charge of me. And I'm telling you, by then, my confessions are out. I'm telling you, my prayers are already to heaven. I'm telling you, I've already prayed over y'all. I'm telling you, I've already asked for the wisdom. And people are always like, how do you win? How does it work? It's that 5 a.m. It's that 4:30 a.m. It's that setting myself apart. It's that building the altar. Saturday I have the prayer call, but I sleep in a little bit. So I just want to compel you. Like it's something about that fight, but it's something about that 5 a.m. hour. And so when the man of God asked me, he was like, it's something spiritually. And there's prayer watches and we can talk about the prayer watches, but he was like, it's just something about the spirit at that 5 a.m. hour. And I told her, I said, it is like, it's something about the spirit at the 5 a.m. hour. It's something about that time. And that time is priority in my life. Bev is like, it's true. So I'm just going to compel you. And I always say, this is how I say it. Like, what I pray at that time? And what if what I pray early at that time is really setting in motion what needs to happen for that day? Intercession is happening at that time. So I just want to, and it's funny because I know Sandra Isler said it's true too. It's something at that 5 a.m. hour. It's something that is, Crystal is like, yep, it's something where the spirit is alive. It's something where the spirit is moving. It's just something different at that 5 a.m. hour. So no, sir. Lexington, you've been doing so good. No. It's something about that 5 a.m. hour. So I just want to compel you, if you're looking, because sometimes people will say, well, I can't feel like I feel, or I'm looking for something. I promise you. Yeah, Melisha quoted the scripture, early in the morning, I seek you. I promise at that 5 a.m. hour, it just seems like the spirit is alive. Your inner man, your spirit is alive. Shamika's like, it sets the day. I remember my grandmother used to get up so early. He's been doing so good. I don't know what he's doing this morning. My grandmother used to be up early, and that's what I remember. Hey, Erica Thomas, God bless you. It changed. Sam said, yeah, it is. Mama always got up between 5 and 5:30, had coffee and devotional. And she said she started doing the same thing a few years ago. Y'all, thank you. Like, thank you. Like, I'm just telling you. But I need to tell you something also. It has to be intentional. Like, you have to fight for it. When your body is not used to it, you have to fight for it. You have to make it intentional. You have to make it a priority. So that means often I shut down so that I can, and I'm not going to let anybody disturb. I was saying some early good nights last night because you got to protect it. You're going to have to. And if it's not a habit, it takes 3 cycles of 21 days before something actually in your brain becomes a habit. So if not a habit, I know people will tell you other things, but it's 3 cycles of 21 days biologically, neurologically, before something becomes a habit. So you're gonna almost have to force yourself into a system for 21 days, 3 cycles of 21 days before neurologically your body begins to respond to it. So I just want to encourage you, for those of you who say, because people always say, I'm looking something fresh, or my prayer life is stale. Like, reprioritize your time with God. Protect that time. Make that time. Seek him even before you get here. Mary says she don't care how messy in life her life is that day. She still gets up and do it. And sometimes I don't know what to say. Well, the Holy Spirit makes intercession when I don't know what to say. Like, the Holy Spirit makes intercession, and it's just kept a rhythm. And God speaks. Like, people are like, oh, I want to hear God. Like, he speaks. But sometimes the noise around us is so loud, woo, that we don't hear him, right? And actually, for me, way before I started the devotional, probably 21 years ago, there was an alarm going off in my house, but nobody was setting the alarm. And there was an alarm going off in my house, and nobody could hear the alarm but me. Woo! But me. And my late husband was like, you need to start getting up, because that's for you. And I started giving up, having devotion time. And Josiah wasn't born yet. And I began to understand things more and more, because he was my early rising baby. He was like sunshine in the morning. And it's funny, I'm not a morning person. I am not. I do not like to be talked to the first couple of hours of the morning. So when I started taking that advantage, it started preparing me for the day, for me also to manage my household. Now, we always talk about, I want to be a Proverbs 31 woman. It says she rose early and prepared her house. And so when I had children in the house, I always rose early. Even now, when Judah gets out the bed, everything is ready for Judah. Judah's not coming into the day of me trying to prepare for him. I'm already prepared for Judah. I'm already, whatever he's going to do, whatever we're going to do for breakfast, whatever needs to happen for Judah, I'm already preparing. I'm not preparing it for Judah as Judah gets up. I'm preparing it for Judah. And it just kind of sets the tone, like, for my day. It sets the tone. My house is ready. Like, I'm just telling y'all, those are my wins. Those are my spiritual wins. Okay, come on. We getting ready to pray. I want to admonish you. That's a mentoring moment. But I want to admonish you. Those are my spiritual wins. And I'm going to tell you something. Your body ain't going to want it at first. Your body is going to resist it. Your body's going to tell you you cannot do it. But if you start setting that tone, it will change everything connected to you. Your mind will be clearer. You will have less anxiety. You'll feel more prepared for the day. You'll feel more well-rounded. And you'll learn you can manage your emotions better. A lot of times our emotions start getting ahead of us, because we haven't set the tone to manage our emotions for the day. So our emotions are already telling us how the day should go. Woo! But when you get up and you command your morning and you set the tone for the day, you get to tell the day, your day, how your day will go. Woo! And me being able to tell my day how my day goes makes all the difference in the world. So I don't forsake it. So I want to pray. We want to pray. I already was praying over you this morning, but I want you to gather. And I want you to listen to what I'm saying. You're going to gather everything important to you this morning, and we're going to already present it before the Lord. Woo! Come on. So I want you to, because we're going to cast our cares because he cares for you. Come on. Come on. Tiffany said she receives it. She said, if I can wake up every day and go to the gym at 4:45, surely I can. Come on. Come on. Oh, I'm a morning person after I've had 2 hours for myself. I am. But I need to be by myself. Come on. So today we're going to together. Welcome to. And if this is your first time, welcome to Coffee and Conversations with Lakeisha. Nothing we do is normal here. So if you were looking for something normal, you won't find it here. Nothing we do is normal. Nothing we do is normal here. Please share the devotional. Please give it to. And also for moms and wives, that's how you get your me time. Like a lot of times we be struggling with me time. For me, my spiritual time is the greatest me time that I give myself. Woo! So when I give myself my spiritual time, that's really how I get my me time. Doesn't mean I don't go do other things, but my most significant me time is my prayer time and my spiritual life. That's how I get my me time. And that's what makes the difference up in my day. Woo! And LaToya says she's up and she sets the tone for the house. She sets the house for the tone. And I absolutely believe in that we, the managers of the house, were created to set the tone for the house. And once we set the tone for the house has to go the way we, the managers of the house, have set the tone or house. But that's another lesson within itself. So come on, I need you to gather this morning everything that matters to you. We're gonna start gathering. I'm just gonna start naming it out, and you're gonna gather. You're gonna. It's almost like you're pulling it in your hands. So I want you to, if you're married, I want you to gather your marriage. I want you to put it right here. If you have children, I want you to gather your children. I want you to put your children right here. If you have grandchildren, I want you to gather your grandchildren. I want you to put your grandchildren right here. If you got to go to work, if you have a place of employment, you work, I want you to gather your work. I want you to place your work right here. I want you to gather yourself. I want you to gather your health. If you have things you've been concerned about in your health, I want you to put your health right here. Even if you just need wisdom for your health, I want you to gather it. And I want you to put it right here. I want you to, we're gathering it all together. If you have some concerns about your finances, I want you to grab your finances, and I want you to put your finances right here. If you have some concerns about your neighborhood and whether you do or not, I want you to grab your neighborhood. Once you grab your neighbors, I want you to put it right here. I want you to grab your city. I want you to put your city right here. I want you to grab your state, and I want you to put your state right here. I want you to come on, grab your nation. And I want to put the nation right here. I want you to, even in your singleness, I want you to grab your singleness and put your sing. You're not grabbing and gathering, Keidra. I want you to grab your singleness, and I want you to put your singleness right here. I want you to gather that. I want you to grab that. I want you to put it right here. I want you to grab your future. I want you to grab your destiny. I want you to grab your purpose, and I want you to put your purpose right here. I want you to take everything that could possibly concern, everything that you have been praying about, and I want you to put it right here in this little pile. And then what I want you to do is I need you to hand it to God. Come on. I need you to hand this day to him. Come on. I need you to hand this day to him. I need you to hand this day to him. I need you to hand everything. I want you to pause. Don't worry about who commenting. Don't worry about who's saying nothing. Don't worry about typing nothing. I need you to do this. I've been praying this all morning that you properly cast your cares. I want you to take every last care you have, and I want you to put it in his hands, because I need you to understand that he cares for you more than you can care for yourself. Woo! I want you to release it to him. Woo! I want you to just simply say, God, I'm giving it all to you. Woo! My God, I want you to take your ministry, and I want you to give it to him this morning. I want you to take the business and give it to him. I want you to take the business plan and give it to him. My God, Jesus said in Matthew, why worry? Woo! What is worthy? worry going to add to your life? Woo! My God, why worry? What is worry gonna add to your life? My God. So early this morning, we're shifting our perspective and we're handing over everything that is dear to our heart to the one that cares for us. My God, I felt something just shift. Woo! So if there's anything positive, if there's anything else, my God, Lord God, we are casting our cares on the one that cares for us. We're casting our cares on the one. I know, Aunt Cheryl, I felt it. We are casting our cares on the one who can handle the circumstance. We are casting our cares on the one that can handle the situation. We are casting our cares on the one that can handle the court case. We are casting our cares on the one that can change the doctor's report. We are casting our cares on the one that created us. We are casting our cares on the one that can heal us. We are casting our cares on the one that can provide for us. We are casting our cares on the one that sees and knows all. My God, there is nothing that you need to carry today. My God, there is nothing you need to, Brown, it ain't nothing you need to carry. You, hey, put your supervisor in there. Woo! Come on. Put your supervisor in there. My God. Put the executive in there. Woo! My God. Put your family, like your extended family. I'm casting my cares on the one that cares. And then guess what he's gonna do? Woo! He gonna care for it. My God. He's gonna care for it. He's going to do it expediently. He's going to do it above and beyond. Woo! He gonna take care of it because that's what he was created to do, to take care of your cares. My God, I see him in the supernatural, in the spirit, rearranging some things for your life. Oh, now I got to pray something else because this is what the Lord gave me this morning. Ah! Come on, God. I was so excited to get here. I was trying not to run. I didn't even taste my coffee yet. Hold on. Mm-hmm. You did well. I haven't even tasted my coffee yet. So let me tell you. So I was ready to run here this morning because God, God had me, spoke something to me, Yara, and he was just like, cause them to see me. Woo! So we are going to pray. There are some people that need to see you today. Trying not to run. There are some people that need to see you today. There are some people, their eyes, and there are some people you need to see today. There are some people, their eyes need to be open today to see you today because they're connected to your next. Ooh, I don't care if it's via TikTok. I don't care if it's in the workplace. I don't care if it's in the grocery store. I don't care if it's on Facebook. I don't care if it's on social media. There are some people that need to see you today. I told one of my friends, she had a meeting and we were praying over our meeting. And I said, what do you want to see happen in this meeting? Because you have the authority in the room. Woo! I said, you have the authority in the room. I told her that. I said, you're walking in the room with the authority and the power. Woo! Because you're in Christ Jesus. Whoever else in that room may not understand what authority and power they have, but you have the power and authority. So tell me what you want to see in this room today. You already set the tone through your mouth of what you want to see in this meeting. And she began to just pray and we begin to declare over the meeting. And then I simply said, there are some people in that room that need to see you today. Woo! And this is not a prideful thing. Woo! God. But there are some people that are connected to your destiny that their eyes need to be, and I'm gonna back you up in the scripture he gave me, that their eyes need to be open to you today. Ooh, they might've been living across the street the entire time, but because it wasn't ready for yet, it wasn't time. I hear you, Holy Spirit. It was yet time for you to be revealed. Ooh, come on. I know ain't nobody ever talked to you like this. Ain't nobody ever told you to pray like this, but I'm telling you, you need to pray like this today because there are some people that need to see you. Woo! Come on. There are some people that need to see you that are connected to your next. My God, they don't have to understand it. They don't have to get it. They just need to see you today. Woo! And there are some people that you need to see today. So my God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask you, Father God, that you cause their eyes to be open. They can see. Let me show you the scripture he gave me. I love how God deals with me. This is what he said. This is a bold prayer, right? And we talk about this prayer all the time. Oh my God, thank you, Father God, for your word. Woo! Thank you. I'm going to get it to you. So this is First Chronicles, and this is 4:9, and this is Jabez. And it says, Jabez was more honored than his brother. His mother named him Jabez and said, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez called out to the God of Israel, if only you would bless me, extend my border, let your hand be with me, woo, and keep me from harm so that I will not experience pain. And it says, and God granted him what he requested. Can I tell you how I read it or how I saw it? Jabez was saying to the Lord, like, don't let my label, don't let me what I've been called, even though my mother may have called me in pain. I don't want that to be my legacy. And what Jabez was asking, Yara, what Jabez was asking, Shamika, what Jabez was asking, he was only asking God to bring him into his destiny. So when we say and we pray this morning, Lord, there are some people that need to see me. We are only asking God this morning to bring us in our destiny. And it's funny because sometimes people say, oh, that's such a vain prayer. No, it's not. It's not a vain prayer. What you need, what needs to happen for you today is connected to your next for the kingdom of God. And when you understand that you are an ambassador and that you are to occupy till he comes, and there is a great work for you to do, then you know for a fact that there is something. Because when we ask the Lord, Lord, when we're saying to the Lord, Lord, I need you to let them see me today. What we're asking the Lord is to make, woo, to let your favor reign, to make me visible. So when Jabez was praying this, he was singled out because of his powerful prayer of faith. His faith, and God responded. Woo! We don't know nothing about him except his mother named him Pain. My God, something around his birth had her cause him pain. We don't know enough about him, but what Jabez did was say, see, sometimes we be so focused on people. Woo! That's why I was saying what I was saying about the early morning rising. Sometimes we be so focused on people that we forget about the one who causes it all to happen. So what he was saying is, God alone has to do this. I'm finna go. That's what he was saying. He said, Lord, he was saying to God, he says, only you can do this. He was like, only you could do this. He's asking him to cause me to live a life, woo, a life, the life that you intended me to live. Woo. He's asking him, he's saying, I'm asking you to cause me to live the life that you intended me to live so that I can go do your good works. So when he says, oh, that you would bless me indeed, enlarge my territory, he wasn't asking him for anything that didn't already belong to him. He wasn't asking him for anything that didn't already belong to him. Woo! My God, do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Woo! So when he's saying to him, he's saying to him, I might be limited. Woo! But you can make this possible to happen for me. My God, I might be limited, but you can make this happen for me. Woo! I might not have the capacity. I might not have the power, but you can make this happen for me. So when he prays this prayer of faith, he's putting his complete trust in God. So when God speaks to me and says, it's some people that need to see you today. It's some people who need to know your name. It's some people that's connected to your destiny. It's some people that hold your yes, and their eyes need to be open. Woo! All Jabez was saying was, Lord, make me effective for your glory. Woo! All he was saying, make me, effective for your glory. And he was not afraid to ask God. I pray that we get persistent in our bold prayer life and not be afraid to ask God. My God, he wasn't afraid to ask God, bless me. He wasn't afraid to ask God, make me successful. Come on, y'all. I'm gonna teach you, I'm gonna give you some things about wisdom, because wisdom is connected to our next. You need a new level of wisdom. You need a wisdom you haven't experienced and that you don't know yet. You need a wisdom that you haven't seen yet. You need a wisdom that you haven't lived in yet for where God is taking you. So we're simply asking God, Lord, I need them to see me today. Woo! Come on, that's such a powerful prayer. My God, Paul in Ephesians prayed, Lord, open the eyes of their understanding. Come on. Come on, let's go. This is Paul. It's going to go to the 11th verse. It says, in him we have also received our inheritance, because we were predestined according to the plan of the one who works out everything in agreement with the purpose of his will. So when we pray this today, we're praying the heart and the mind of God. He says, so that we who had already put our hope in Christ might bring praise to his glory. You are designed to bring praise to God's glory. It says, in him you were also sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and when you believed. The Holy Spirit is the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption possession. Until you get to heaven, the Holy Spirit is your down payment. Woo! So then this is Paul next. He says, this is why, since I heard your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I never stop giving thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And I pray that the eyes, this is why we've been dealing with the things in our heart, because our heart has eyes. Woo! Our heart is our spiritual eyes. He says, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the wealth of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe. In according to the mighty working of his strength, there is power in Christ. So when Jesus says, if you ask anything in my name, what he's saying here is, listen, so God has most of our spiritual inheritance in eternity, but God will give you what you need to fulfill your purpose here on earth till you get there. So Lord, we're asking you today to cause them to see us. Jabez participates in the three things that the Lord tells us over in Philippians. He says, be anxious for nothing, everything in prayer and supplication. Make your requests known, petitions, supplication, make your requests known with thanksgiving. He does that. Jabez does the very thing in this prayer. He does praise, he does pardon, and he does petition. Those are three essential things to our prayer life. And here Jabez prays it, and then it says, God answers it. Ooh. Jabez was asking God, grow my influence. Woo! Grow my influence. Woo! Grow my influence. So this morning, we're making our request known. Come on, y'all. Come on, put it in the chat. Lord, cause them to see me. Woo! Come on, put it in the chat. I want us in total agreement today. There are some people that need to see you that are connected to your next. There are some people that need to see you that are connected to your destiny. There are some people that need to see you. There are some people that need to know you. There are some people that, Lord, cause them to see me. Cause them to see Javen, Jaleel, Jermaine, Josiah, Judah, Lyric, Logan, Shiloh, Zayden, and Casey. Woo! Cause them to see me. Listen, so I said, I'm sorry, y'all. I keep playing and my laptop is like, girl, you keep unplugging us. You need to stop doing it. I sat next to a lady at a basketball game. And Judah and I have a very unique relationship. Like, Judah will come sit in my lap. We always pray together before every game. But Judah is very kind on the court. Like, Judah will coach the other team if he sees them getting frustrated and tell them what to do. He will encourage the other team if they have a great attitude. And a mom has sat next to me. And as she was sitting next to me, she says, hey, is that your son right there? And I said, he's mine. And she says, he is such a kind, sweet boy. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so then we just kind of talked, and she was talking about her son. And Judah is 6'2". He's considered a big. And she's talking about, but he can play any position. And so she was talking about her son. And I'm talking about her son. And we were just, you know, laughing, da-da-da-da. Well, she's like, well, I see you on social media. She said, I'm on Instagram. So we follow each other. And a few days ago, she inboxed me and she goes, I need our coach to know who you are. And she plays for a really elite organization. She says, I need our coach to know who you are. Like, I need our coach. This is the second, third, fourth, fifth time that this has happened for us. She says, I need our coach to know who you are. Why? Because he is causing them to see. You do not know who's connected to your next, that he needs to cause to see you. This is a lady that she was like, you need to move down here with us. Like, you need to move down here with us. So yesterday, when I get an inbox from the coach who simply says, I heard y'all need to play with us, right? I heard y'all need to play with us. And it's like, Lord, and I was talking to my best friend. I'm talking to her and she's like, I said, what is going on? And she's like, we're being revealed. We're being seen. We're being known. We're being revealed. And I was like, this is like bananas, because it's not anything I'm trying. Woo! It's not anything I'm trying. It's not anything I'm forcing. It's not anything I'm trying to make happen. And it's funny because I've been praying the prayer of Jabez lately. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that you would enlarge Judah's territory. So it's not anything I'm forcing to happen. I'm simply saying, come on, right? We expand, enlarge the place of our tents, open our arm wide, make us more influential for your glory. I don't want to be here on earth not doing what you call me to do for you. So when the Lord wakes us up this morning, he says, there's some people that need to see you. I'm going to say it again. Yara, there's some people that need to see you. There's some people that need to see you. There's some people that need to see you. Woo! When the Lord said, there's some people, get fresh perspective. Because see, this is what some of y'all do. Y'all play it down. You know, I just want them to see the Jesus in me. There are some people that need to see you, because you come. Yep, it's Jesus. Yep, he used it, but they need to see you. I told my friend today, I said, no, they need to see you. They're going to see Jesus is already in you. But they need to see you. They need to see you for who you are, for how God created you, and for what's inside of you, that they may not even understand why they need to see you. But they need to see you. You may not even understand. I didn't understand why connecting to this lady was important. But there's some people that need to see you. There are some people, their eyes need to be open today because you need to be next. Woo! Come on. Yeah, no. This how Jabez prayed. That's how the Lord took me to the example. Because I'm like that. I'm like, Lord, I don't want to be praying no vain prayers. He says, no, you're praying the heart of God. And he took me over to the prayer of Jabez. He said, look how he prayed. That you would bless me indeed, that you would expand my territory, that you would keep me from evil, that I cause no harm. He said, look how he prayed. And it says God granted him what he requested. If he prayed like this, Yara, Julia, Lisa, Renee, you can pray like this too. You are praying. Your prayers have changed. You're not praying. Can I tell you something? And I'm not saying you can't pray for a house, car, whatever. If you need one, you can. But most of you not even praying like that anymore. You are praying into purpose and you don't even realize how your prayers have changed. You are not vain. You are praying into purpose. And I don't care what platforms all want to talk to you about your sin and your heart and all this other stuff. That's good. Those things need to be dealt with. But right now you need to be positioned for purpose. The kingdom has need of you. Your assignment is waiting on you. There is more for you to do, and it is not about a position or a title. That's just a part of it. There are some, can I tell you something? God has been showing me. He will rearrange you in spaces that may be connected to your next, that you may only stay in that position for a minute. You may stay in that place for a minute, but somebody in that place and position, somebody in that place and position will see you that's connected to your next. This is bigger and deeper. Can I tell you something? If you seek the kingdom of God, the stuff that has shown up again and again will start to fall off. Because as you grow close to God, God never told you to seek out your sins. God never told you. He said, seek the kingdom of God and all its righteousness. Well, righteousness is given to us in Christ Jesus. Woo! You don't cause your righteousness. You don't cause your righteousness. If anybody tells you that, and they're talking about you not sinning, you don't cause your right. They are giving you bad information. You don't cause your righteousness. It's a gift given to you. You don't make yourself holy. Jesus makes you holy. And when you pursue God with all your heart, you're going to find him. And then the things that you struggle with in the relationship with him, they'll begin to shift and they'll begin to change. And then you won't want to do it because you desire to please him. It's the Holy Spirit that convicts. Woo! It's the Holy Spirit that convicts. So that part, Lord, I lay myself before you. That part, I'm putting my body as a living sacrifice. That part. My focus is on in pursuit of him. So when the Lord says, there are some people that need to see you. Woo! There are some people that need to see you. There are some people that need to see you. There are some people, their eyes need to be open to you. Can I tell you something else? Some of y'all might have to move around differently in this season. Some of y'all been in the same circles with the same people and will not challenge yourself to get out those circles with those people because you think those people are influential. Don't let what you see confuse where you need to be. And what you really need to be is in a group of people with people who have a different level of faith. Not people who have been in action. You're the spiritually strongest person in your group and you won't move around to connect to women who have a level of faith, you need that. You are stuck because you're looking at positions and titles and you are not paying attention to a person's heart. And because they have a good friend, but they've been a good friend, you won't shift yourself. Well, I'm gonna just tell you what Jesus said. He said, anybody who come after me might have to leave their mama, their brother, their sister, their cousin, their whatever else. Whoever come after me may have to leave it all behind. Whoever in pursuit of me might have to leave it all behind. Whoever, but can I tell you the promise he made? I think it's in Mark 29. He said, if you leave it all behind in my sake, I'll give you double. Might have to leave it all, might have to leave it all behind. And it's okay. Might have to leave it all behind. Might have to sell it. Might have to get up and move. Might have to shift. Might have to do something different. Might have to look a little foolish. And it's okay. But sometimes you hope the success of a person doesn't denote that they aren't in your path with God. They just been successful in a thing. And we mark that and stay connected to people that we don't need to be connected, because you need somebody at a different level of faith. You need to be connected to somebody whose faith is ridiculous in this season. You need to have some to be connected to somebody who is way ahead of you in their faith journey, that they've been some places and they can hand you some keys. Woo! And each season it may be different, because each different person may have a different set of keys. Can't be afraid to be at different tables. Yeah, some of y'all who got women hurt, we through with that. I can't trust women. You can. The women that violated you are not the women that you're going to come into. They've been prepared for you by kingdom. The women that have violated you are not the women that you're about to come into. Those are not the women. No. Whatever happened between those women, forgive them, release them. Get that out your heart. Anytime you say you can't, I'm not good with being friends and women are da-da-da. Anytime you start that, you are still offended and in unforgiveness. And you justify it and say it's boundary. But women you need to come into are not women that hurt you. The spaces that you come into are not the people that hurt you. They are not. So anytime you make markers of what you're not going to do, you're letting whatever happened to you prevent you from walking into your next. At the moment, they same thing for men. I'm not dealing with men anymore. Then you still have unforgiveness and offense in your heart. When you put all your eggs, you know, in a basket and your trust in people, you have forgotten who God is. And you will not allow God to make things new in your life, and you're going to miss out on your next. And God is like, no, you have pinpointed this moment that you, well, I can't trust women and I ride by myself. We are interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. I want to tell you something. If you continue in that road and that ride, what is going to happen is you're going to wear yourself out, because there are people that are connected. I dropped the reel on this. There are people that are connected to your assignment that are assigned to help you. And if you allow pride to continue to lead you and offense and unforgiveness, because that's what it is, you will not allow the people to be properly positioned in your life, and your assignment will come to a dead end, because there are people that are connected to your next. You are not created to do this by yourself. There are people who need to see you. But can I tell you something? Perhaps your position towards yourself are keeping them from... I gotta go. Perhaps your position, the things that you have said, the things that you have muttered, are keeping them from seeing you. Perhaps the things that you post that are offensive to the people that need to connect. I'm just being me. No, you in an old version of yourself, because the new version of you is going to use a different level of wisdom, because you understand everybody watching you. You understand that if God needs to let some people see you, you understand I'm very strategic how I move publicly. Very, very strategic how I move publicly. Because of the favor of God, it's not that I care what man thinks. Anybody connected to me knows, will tell you, I do not care what a person thinks. But I'm very strategic how I move publicly, because I know that it's God that gives me favor with man. And if I'm asking God, cause them to see me, because I cannot do this by myself, then I need to move with a wisdom that only comes from God. because there's somebody else connected to my next. There's somebody, and I'm not telling you to be fake. I want you to be authentic, because if you show up fake, the people that are assigned to you won't connect to that either. That's good, Julia. She said, God, teach me my value in the kingdom. But that they won't connect to that either. If you're not authentic, they're not going to connect to that either. Read the book, Releasing Your Brilliance by Simon T. Bailey. You learn how to release your brilliance so that you can be seen. Woo! Some of you stuck at a lower level and God is like, I need you to come higher. That's it. I hear you. So come on, let's go. We done. Woo! If we get into an understanding that we are the house of God, we are the church, that this thing is different, then we will understand that we are the people that are caused to make impact. You're supposed to make impact, not the pastor, not the teacher, not the preacher, not the evangelist. They're just a piece of this. You, the disciples, us the disciples are called to make impact. We're called to make impact. We're called to be the difference maker. We're called to be set up different. So when the Lord says, pray, cause them to see me. Lord God, I need you to cause them to see me. See Lakeisha, see LMJ Ministries. Woo! Enlarge my capacity to do more for you. In Jesus' name, amen. You know what he told me when I finished praying over y'all today? He said, access granted. You cannot be denied in this season. You are praying the heart, the will, and the mind of God. You need to hear me. Cannot be denied in this season. You are praying his will for your life. There'll be no denials. Why? Because he's causing the access you need to be granted. So Lord God, we thank you for the suddenlies. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you, Father God, that you're positioning our businesses to prosper. We thank you, Father God, you're causing things to happen that we didn't even know need to happen. We thank you, Father God, for ridiculous favor. We thank you, Lord God, that you separate our names from the rest. Woo! We thank you, Father God, that you are causing it to happen. You are causing them to see us today. My God, even our spouses, Lord God, our future spouses, cause them to see us today. Cause our husbands, our wives to see us today. Cause those that dwell amongst us to see us today. Open the eyes of their understanding to the hope of who you call them to be in Christ Jesus. My God, let there be no limits on our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo! In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody was dealing with a system, and the system had a blackout. And I said, let this blackout end. And we were having dinner the next day. And she said, oh, the blackout ended. I said, thank you. It should, because there's something she needs to get out of that system. And it being held up isn't beneficial to her. See, sometimes you need to pray for the system to flow. See, sometimes you've just been praying for you, but you sometimes need to pray for the system that has what you need. Sometimes you need to pray for your organization and your boss because they connected to your promotion. Lord God, I thank you for the release, the great release. And we receive by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. I will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Go be great today. Go be loved today. Think in terms that God is causing the right people to see you. There are sponsors. There are people connected to your next. There are people that will connect you to the people that you need to connect to. You do not have to keep struggling and striving and trying to do all this stuff and perform tricks to get what God has for you. You simply pray the heart, mind, and will of God, and God will cause the favor to come on you. And then whatever he asks you to do, do it. If the Lord places it on your heart to partner, to give to this ministry, go to the website, lmjministries.org, and you can give there. Lord God, bless the giving of your people. Let double rest on their lives. We thank you, Father God, for whatever, I hear you, a sudden flow. Woo! Have a sudden, cause a sudden flow to come into their lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. I dare you, I'm not going to do confessions today, I'll do them tomorrow. I dare you to describe your day out. Decide how you want your day to go. Decide how you want your day to go. I dare you to describe it out today. Decide how you want your day, how peaceful, increase. Speak all those things over your day. Decide how you want your day to go there. And I'll see you back here in the morning at 6 a.m. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, Father God, for your goodness. Woo! Thank you for your goodness today. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo! My God. Thank you, Lord.